Hello and welcome to the Dr. Denise Show. This is Kathleen O'Toole, and this is a takeover episode. I've taken over the Dr. Denise Show, not really, but we like to say that because Dr. Denise has some exciting news. Dr. Denise has teamed up with attorney turned filmmaker Susan Sember. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Kath. Thank you for doing the takeover episode.
No, this is so exciting what you guys are doing. So you, this is a, you know, an, kind of an unlikely partnership. Tell us why you are teaming up, the two of you.
I'm going to let Susan start because I'm like a little girl. For everyone that knows me, I get pretty excited and I'm so passionate about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And so I have such gratitude, and I'd like Susan just to take us through kind of our journey that brought us to this point.
Sure. It really is amazing and a great connection. Denise and I met through social media, specifically Twitter. And what we discovered is that independently over the last 4 or 5 years, we both have been working with and interfacing with athletes, ranging from the very young through retired athletes. And additionally, we both have platforms in media that we utilize to make a difference, and that we also use as a platform for messaging. What was really fascinating to me specifically is the common ground that we share and found to have shared regarding mental health. And mental health is an issue that came up repeatedly in all of my 150 plus interviews with athletes. And I was just thrilled to have someone with Denise's expertise and mutual passion about mental health be interested in collaborating and seeing what we could do together to make a difference.
So those, Susan, those 150 interviews that you referenced, you are just about to launch this documentary that you've worked years on. This is the latest in a string of documentaries, but this is the one that you, this is your baby you're giving birth to now, called Beyond the Game. And tell us a little bit about, you know, in a nutshell, I know it's hard, but tell us a little bit about what Beyond the Game is about and what it's attempting to do.
Beyond the Game was started approximately 4 years ago to highlight the transitions an athlete makes from student to professional to retired athlete. And some athletes, the majority of them, actually don't go into the pros, but they go into employment, education endeavors, entrepreneurship, working in the community with nonprofits. And so we wanted to highlight the transitions that they go through and utilize the voices of the athletes in peer-to-peer educational and outreach means while still being entertaining to share their words of mentorship and leadership and advice.
Dr. Denise, what is it about Susan's body of work that really keyed in that you thought, gosh, we're a good fit to work together?
Well, it's really interesting. We all have different levels of awareness or intuition. And I think the very first time I spoke to Susan, it was, I saw her Twitter feed, what she was doing, checked out her site. But I think when you're deciding to team up with someone and really birth a mental health awareness initiative with someone else, it was Susan. It was the essence of who she is, how she spoke, how thoughtful she was. I think that until you get to talk with someone or be with them in person, you don't necessarily feel that resonance of the heart energy and the compassion. And so when I first spoke with Susan, it was just the essence of who she is that I was very attracted to. And then it was really, really interesting because her transition from being an attorney to film director and all the different steps she took and her creative process and her desire to be what she and I've been talking about, an ambassador of change, right? So she's done this. What I love is not only her vision of Beyond the Game film, which we're going to dive in deeper today, but what I loved about Susan is that she's done things to help the ocean, to represent other, she told me this incredible documentary she did with like sort of like the heroes who are like living their best life that have had cystic fibrosis. And so her heart energy and her ability to have a more global vision was also something really attractive to me, because I think that she and I sort of saw a longer vision of all the different ways she and I could work together.
So you two have both talked about a mental health initiative, and I know you've kept that brief as the title, but tell me what you are trying to do. Either one of you can pick this up. What is this collaboration trying to do in terms of a mental health initiative?
Susan?
For me, it's opening up a dialogue. We want to destigmatize mental health. We want, particularly in sports, but also in the general public, for people to feel comfortable to talk about it, to shatter those stigmas, to change the way they think about mental health and wellness. There are a lot of celebrities that have come out, many athletes that have come out talking about it, but we want everyone to join in the dialogue and to start thinking in a more positive way. The average athlete thinks nothing about, oh, I've got to tape my ankle, or, you know, I've got to have an x-ray done, or I have this injury and now I'm going to be going through rehabilitation. But so many of the athletes that I interviewed have anxiety, panic attacks, have sustained depression at various times of their life, deal with adult ADHD, and none of them painted it in a negative way. And in fact, if anything, they were strengthened by it. And I consider them leaders in being able to talk about these issues very comfortably, just as when they talk about financial, branding, social media aspects of their careers.
Denise?
So the other thing that I love about the vision of working with Susan and birthing this initiative is that when we're looking at athletes as leaders, and just to piggyback what Susan just said, we're living in a time in history where, think about it, when we're all in a stadium together or we're in a court, we're like all together having fun. We're enjoying something. It's a unifying time.
Yeah.
And so the other thing that I think is really powerful about this film and getting the dialogue going peer-to-peer with owners, coaches, and everyone, I think we're all looking to have new dialogues about not only mental health, but peace, racial discussion, how to responsibly use social media. And I think it's an incredibly powerful platform. I also know from playing sports myself and interviewing the very first person that I interviewed on my podcast when I launched, I strategically wanted to have a male athlete be the first person who spoke at the Dr. Denise Show. And I did that because I know that men are just starting to get a little bit better talking with their feelings and their inner world. And I thought that if I could just show people by having these athlete influencers on my show and getting to know them, that's going to push the dialogue further. And I think it's going to reach different audiences and give people permission to talk about their feelings.
So, I mean, basically, this is a top influencer group, these athletes, whether it be football or hockey or basketball, or, and even if it's a young woman on the soccer field, these are the role models that many of us, even if we're adults, we kind of look up to with awe, like, wow, what it takes to do that. So they, you feel, have such influence about destigmatizing, you know, some of the language around mental health.
I totally agree. I think that, like it or not, and sometimes it's a burden, but athletes have become particularly high profile athletes, and even the student athlete in his or her high school have become icons, cultural icons, but they have also become significant leaders. And so many of the athletes that I've interviewed talk about using their platform, their notoriety, their sport, their participation in the world as a global citizen, to use that platform to be a social activist, to be an ambassador of change, to make a difference in their own way. And they are particularly aware of the leadership role they can have with the youth in this country as well.
Denise, what did you have to add?
Well, I was just going to say, go Team USA Women's Soccer. You brought up women's soccer, and I wanted to celebrate and say that, like, it's just amazing what's changing in our world and the world of women's sports. And I remember when I was playing goalie in soccer, I had to make the decision, do I play in college? And I just, at that time, playing sports as a woman didn't take you to the place where it did for a man. So I made the strategic decision to kind of stop playing and just focus on medical school. But look at what the ladies have done this year, and look how they're using their platform. I mean, it is just unbelievable, the amount of enthusiasm, the power, the excitement of what's happening right as we are, like, just happened this within like a week. It's fantastic.
I know, Susan, you have a similar, as a little girl, all that hockey, all that field hockey you played prior to Title IX, right?
Yes. Yes. In school, I did play field hockey, but I'm a pre-Title IX female. And so there wasn't the same emphasis on organized sports or college scholarships for women. That being said, as an aspiring lawyer, you know, I focused my time more on being the captain of the debate team and then going into other, you know, community service endeavors and political endeavors that I worked on. But I agree with Denise that, you know, when you look around at what's happening and how not only these athletes, including the women, so positively can be role models and spokesperson, but look at also the unifying factor that Denise referenced earlier of sports, how our country came together behind these women to support them, the national pride that was raised, the gender pride in young girls looking at these beautiful role models. So sports is really a metaphor for life. And I think going back again to the mental health awareness initiative that Denise and I are joining on, we see so many metaphors playing out in sports that can be translated by our audiences just generally.
Well, speaking of audiences, you two just recently got back from the NBA Summer League. Tell us what you were doing there and what you accomplished, what it was all about. Dr. Denise?
Well, you know, I want to back to what Susan just said, and then I wanted to give a specific example of how powerful media is. And it just happened in the last week in regard to mental health and what an athlete influencer can do on television when they're saying thank you or giving their relatives a shout out. So Megan Rapinoe gave a shout out to her brother. And, you know, she did it in such a way that was so loving. And then it got the discussion going on his path of changing things around, and that their relationship had been complicated, that he was the one who introduced her to soccer, and then he had some, you know, use of substances and then some jail time. But the real reason why I'm bringing that up is she looked into the camera, proud of what she did in her team. And then she did a shout out to a relative that she loves. And, you know, she loves that relative, but then it also gives everyone this ability to look at their families, if, you know, people have gotten sober or their journey. And so I think just when athletes do that, and I know I can't wait for Susan to talk about all the athletes that we even talked about with when we were at the NBA Summer League. And so I want to actually, with the whole how everything unfolded with NBA Summer League and being invited to go and be with Susan and to collaborate, I'd love it if she gave, because she's really, I just want to thank her for inviting me on the journey of going to NBA Summer League and then what was just birthed between both of us.
Well, this was the third time that I have been in Las Vegas for the NBA Summer Games. And the first two times I was doing filming of WNBA and NBA current and former players for the film. It was a real marathon at various times during the filming of those years. And this time it was a pleasure to be able to go back and reconnect with a lot of those that are featured in the film, as well as new athletes and representatives of the NBA, and connecting with them and having the opportunity to also introduce Denise, as well as our mental health initiative. During the NBA Summer Games, we gave individual and joint presentations to current players, retired players, sponsors, NBA employees, team representatives, coaches, as well as media reps attached with the various teams. And we were able to share our passion and our plan to use our platforms, including Beyond the Game, as an opportunity to open up the dialogue about mental health awareness. And so it was a new game with some of the former players, as well as new players that we got connected with during that time.
I want to also just say I was really humbled and honored to see the body of work that, you know, Susan's made such amazing relationships. And I think one of the things prior to going to NBA Summer League is that we had this idea, how do we get information out to show people what her gifts are and what my gifts are and how we can communicate to people. And Susan had already had this incredible relationship with Rebound magazine. And I think it'd be really great if there's some backstory on that to then sort of take us through how she and I birthed the first kind of piece of written work here at the NBA Games.
Yes, there's a former NBA player, Matt Fish, who for 7 years has produced a magazine called Rebound. And Matt Fish is not only in the film, but has also become a collaborator at various times during the project of Beyond the Game. And at the NBA All-Star Weekend, as well as during March Madness, Matt and I collaborated on special editions for Beyond the Game with Rebound magazine. We were able to feature different athletes in the film, different experts on various subjects ranging from financial literacy to an athlete's image rights, other topics. And so for this particular NBA Summer Games, Denise and I decided to do a Beyond the Game special publication that would feature articles written by Denise and myself, as well as some of our team members, including Matt Fish, and present those to everyone we could, and got those magazines in the hands of the different players, coaches, teams, and NBA representatives for them to see that Beyond the Game had yet another facet of outreach, and particular with Dr. Denise McDermott on mental health.
Dr. Denise, tell us about some of the articles you authored.
Well, okay. So I just want to first say thank you. Thank you, Susan. I I'm all about gratitude. And so thank you for the opportunity. So when Susan and I were, what I like, I'm actually holding the magazine here, and we'll make sure we have a digital link to this podcast in the blog post. But just to give you an idea, the whole, what I love what Susan did, it said right on the front of the cover, Beyond the Game, from the executive producer, film director, and chair, The Age of Anxiety. So she was incredibly sweet, because she's been in the world of meeting with the NBA commissioners, NFL, Major League Baseball. So this has been her world of meeting all these amazing people. And so the messages and the articles that I wanted to get across are universal. I have, you know, the intention of discussing anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar, addiction, what it feels like if someone goes through fraud. But in this particular magazine, Susan had sent me this article that came out in March that was really powerful. And so it would be really cool. Maybe she can talk about that article, then we can dive in deeper about some of the articles, because I think you'll sort of see that we actually integrated our kind of collective mind of the people and kind of what's going on in pop culture with the players and the influencers in real time. And then we adapted different articles to address those issues.
Yes, I brought an article to Denise's attention, in addition to a lot of interview clips from the film. And specifically, there was an article, and there have been subsequent ones, referencing Commissioner Adam Silver's comments that we are living in an age of anxiety, and many NBA players are truly unhappy. And he attributes this in part to the realm of social media and isolation that is created for the players. You know, often you'll see the players walking into a game, for example, and they're definitely getting into the zone. But just as a society, you see headphones on, heads mm-hmm. down, looking at their phones. Mm-hmm. And an athlete, one moment can be glorified and viewed as an icon, a legend, and the next moment vilified in social media and become public enemy number one because of something that happened in a game. And so this anxiety had repeatedly been mentioned in various interviews that I did. And again, these were not tales of gloom or feel sorry for me, but they were a reality. You know, these are some of the issues, these are some of the things that we as athletes deal with, and the advice and the mentorship in through the interviews was really amazing. So I brought this article to Denise's attention because I said, you know, I'd love to hear your take on it. I'd love for you to address some of the things that these interviewees in Beyond the Game are talking about. And hence, here we went into a full blast into a very thorough magazine publication that we distributed during the summer games and are continuing to distribute.
Wow. So, I mean, go ahead, Denise.
So that particular example of what Susan brought to the table, I read that article, and the one of the articles that I wrote is Why is Mental Health Making the News Daily? A Psychiatrist's Perspective. And then we zoomed right into the article that Susan sent me that was launched this past March. And it was by Nation and Dave Zirin. And the title was, Does the NBA Have a Mental Health Care Crisis on Its Hand? And I think, Kath, you can help us out here. That is such a tagline that's going to grab people. So, and Dave wrote eloquently. And so Susan had me, I looked at the article, and what I did is created a bridge discussion that looked at what Commissioner Adam Silver had to say, look at what Charles Barkley had to say, and then look at what is going on in the NBA. But it's really not just about the mental at the NBA and the mental health issues. It's really a parallel process and a microcosm of what we're all facing as a society. But by diving in deeper and looking at what influencers and sports are talking about and peer-to-peer discussions, we're going to have a new dialogue and a different dialogue. And so I commented, gave facts about, you know, yes, social media is a part of it. But in the article, I addressed and defined different types of anxiety, what to do, how to get therapy. I gave an MRI study about social media. And so what we're doing is we're bridging ambassadors of change, peer-to-peer discussions with science, and also some fun examples so that we can just keep going with this, what I like to call, and this is going to be a word that we're going to be using, is a paradigm progression. So we've been in society starting to talk about mental health, and people are in the news, and I'm so thankful for all the celebrities and royalty and, you know, everyone that's doing it. However, when you're actually sitting in front of a patient like I have, I've personally dealt with the shame that people feel when they're diagnosed. And then how do they go from getting the diagnosis, feeling empowered, going from crisis to stabilization into their own personal thrive? And so other articles in this particular magazine specifically address the language that I use that's healing language and less fear-based crisis language that we're used to hearing on a daily basis in the news and just the way things grab people's attention.
What are you seeing from athletes that you'd love to see more of in terms of mental health and the your paradigm of progression, which is very fancy, but you're a doctor, so I get it. But what are you seeing from athletes, whether they, you know, whether they're not, maybe they're not the ones we all know the names of, but that you're really in, your heart goes a bit lighter because you're thinking, this is it, we're going in the right direction.
Is that for me?
I don't know. I guess I should. But how about both of you? Susan, you go first.
Well, I think what I like is that the discussion and the comments, the interviews that I've seen of the athletes in the film are positive. They're stories of resilience, how to overcome adversity, while keeping resilient, and where they gain that resilience from, whether it be dealing with an injury, a death in their family of like a grandparent or a parent that was so vital to the development and support of their sports careers. I also think that there is a willingness to share their experiences, how they dealt with circumstances that we also cover in the magazine, such as fraud. You know, there are a number when you have high net worth individuals, even, and we're not talking about the superstar level, we're just talking about a great income. People are potentially open to being a mark, so to speak, about being an investor in a business deal that goes bad, or not choosing the right financial advisor. So I think the change in reference to your question is that there is a willingness to open up and share about it. And also that those challenges don't define the individual, but rather strengthen the individual and give hope to others that are listening.
That's nice. Dr. Denise?
So I think one of the core things that comes up again and again from the athletes I've interviewed on my show, the ones I know personally that are professional athletes, and then here in my neck of the woods in Manhattan Beach, I am the psychiatrist for many of the different kids and different sports teams, and I also work with adults. So here's a couple things. One of the things that we've discussed is that 50% of lifelong mental health challenges begin before age 14. 75% begin before age 24. So let's look at the athlete identity. I just interviewed Mika Melikaros, and she was eloquent in describing how she was an NCAA basketball star, and now she did launch into the world of being a therapist. But her progression, and most of the athletes I've worked with, and I think it'll be interesting to hear what Susan has to say with her interviews, is that at a very young age, they're funneled into their sport. And it's right at the time, too, when your brain's developing. And so we have these like 13-year-olds or 12-year-olds, or when am I getting signed with UCLA, or who's going to watch the video of my performance, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've got to remember we're having developing brains that are being given contracts with how much money they're going to make. They're starting to kind of have grown-up decisions to make. And some of them have been so focused on their sport, whether it's soccer, football, basketball, baseball, and there's other parts of their character and their identity that there's just not enough hours in the day. And so I think with regard to mental health, what I see from the athlete influencers that I'm working with is that they want to have not only the ability to talk about their inner world and inner feelings, they want less stigma about it, but they also want to evolve and have a real holistic, multidimensional character that's not only being defined as being an athlete. And I think now I'd love to hear Susan talk about what she's seen with all of her interviews and her knowledge and expertise.
Thanks. Yeah, there's definitely an evolution going on. I see, you know, a lot of the, as Denise referenced, the younger student athletes being put under the scrutiny at such an early age to perform. And, you know, their social media accounts are being looked at by universities, even when, you know, these kids are in middle school and high school. And they're being judged, and they're not even physically developed yet. And so their physical as well as their mental development is in progress. And we see a lot of pressure from parents and the schools, and the performance anxiety is real. There are things going on like financial advisors sending packages to 14-year-olds that have athletic career in the making. And yet, I see on the opposite side, schools as early as middle school up through universities really concentrating on the whole individual. And so instead of looking at sports as plan A, plan B, they're looking at it as one component of the development of that student athlete, with the emphasis being student over athlete, and also looking at that individual, that young person, as someone that has many interests, many identities. So you see a lot of community service, you see a lot of leadership programs, life skill programs being implemented, international travel programs being put into place so that athletes who normally don't get to participate in those kind of programs being able to do so. There's a lot of outreach programs happening with parents and coaches to make sure that the student athletes are taken care of from a holistic standpoint rather than being cast into one role. And so I see a lot of positive changes, not only at the student, young, middle school, high school level and college, but also in the professional levels. We're seeing much more development in business opportunities and public service. And again, their development of relationships. There's a lot of support systems that are being put into place. And that is very encouraging.
So where do you ladies take your initiative from here? What's next? Dr. Denise.
So one thing I want to say is that words, thoughts, and actions are incredibly powerful. And so as a doctor, I like to use terms that are wellness versus illness. I'm not afraid to use the word disorder. So this discussion that we started in this first launch literary piece that's, you know, representing Beyond the Game, introduced powerful words and gave people dialogue with examples of talking about mental health in new ways so that people actually will go get the help. Because there's a disconnect between talking about it and actually doing something about it. And so I feel like I have the experience, and with humility, Susan has all these interviews, relationships. And what I'm hoping is to really build great relationships with the thought leaders and influencers, the not only the owners, the managers, the team members, the athletes. I'm hoping that with the launch of this movie, we have many different tributaries to have workshops, symposiums, discussions, but have peer-to-peer reality discussions based on the infrastructure maybe of what's already in place in the NFL, what's already in place with the NBA, what's in place with the MLB. Because when you have an outsider's perspective, but someone that also understands sports, and then you work together and you listen, you're able to implement change in a greater way.
I agree. I ditto on all of that. I think that Coach Brad Stevens, who is the coach of the Boston Celtics, summarized a plan or a program that he would like to see just in general that I think is in sync with ours. First, you need to build awareness, which I hope that we will be doing through our presentations, the magazine, the film, and our social media. Second, you need to create an open environment to talk. And I believe that these discussions, again, people reading the magazine and reading social media and watching the film and hearing these various athletes and individuals talk about the various subject matters that we've been discussing will encourage, again, that open environment to talk about things. And then lastly, that the resources are provided so that hopefully people, once they start talking about these issues and keep on moving and looking for the resources to get the help or resources to find out information. But I think those three points of building awareness, creating an open environment to talk, and providing resources then will really make a difference overall, not just for those in basketball or sports, but for everyone. As Adam Silver pointed out again in one of his interviews, mental health is not a basketball issue. Mm-hmm. It's a societal one. And again, I think utilizing these great athletes, no matter who they are, as ambassadors of change and spokespersons is such a positive utilization of their brand. And I know that those appearing in Beyond the Game are very excited to be sharing their own stories in their own words for mentorship, leadership, and to truly make a difference, not only in sports, but in society.
Well, I think I think we're pretty lucky that you two have found one another and that you're teaming up.
We feel the same way.
Thank you. We do feel blessed.